What's up, guys? I'm Jochie Mainz.
And I'm Adrian Skeepers.
And welcome to Music Matters. I got a message from a friend of mine, Daniel. He asked me if you can do an episode and handle a song by Sisters of Mercy, Lucretia, My Reflection. So I know this song, I enjoy this song, but I thought rather than doing just that track, we're going to look a little bit into the whole gothic rock scene and just chat a little bit about it. I know that Adrian doesn't really know the gothic scene that well, and to be honest, is a very mysterious vibe. So, and it's a very interesting genre that sort of spawned out of different genres before it.
Yeah, so this might seem like a reoccurring thing that I that I don't have any idea what we're discussing. But, you know, that in most cases, that's the truth. I am not very in tune with this genre. Jochie explained some of the facts behind it, and it seems like a very, very interesting episode, so I'm just going to take it as it goes. And just a big shout out to Daniel, who requested us to do this episode. And that's the type of thing that we invite, guys. We really invite you to engage with us and request episodes, request songs, if you will, like Daniel did. And so, yeah, once again, just go and check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Music Matters SA, and please leave your suggestions and leave your feedback, and we'll be sure to consider every idea and the feedback that we do receive. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to your comments, guys. Thanks a lot. Yeah, so we're going to start out with chatting a little bit about gothic rock music. There is different subgenres that has formed out of the gothic rock genre. Some electronic dance music has taken influence from the gothic scene that has a darker vibe around the EDM style. But we're looking specifically at rock now. So basically, gothic music didn't start out as gothic rock music.
Yeah.
It wasn't a genre from the 1980s that just was called gothic rock and now it started. It formed over time, and it was part of statements that was made of earlier styles of music. And the first time that it was the term gothic was used to describe a style of music was in an interview with The Doors in 1967 or 68. They did an interview with Jim Morrison and the rest of the band in a wine cellar in some kind of really medieval looking hotel. And the interviewer said that the place where they're doing the interview really encaptures the gothic style of music that the Doors make. Which is strange, because there is definitely some, I mean, if you listen to Riders on the Storm and some of their other tracks, there is definitely that slow sort of rock, gloomy, doomy type of style, which is it's encaptured in gothic music. Gothic didn't actually start out with a certain band, you know,
claiming to
be a gothic. And a lot of bands in that time, while the gothic scene was popular, you know, underground popular, a lot of the bands didn't want to be described as gothic.
Yeah.
You know, like they wanted to still be just considered as a rock band or a post-punk band or whatever, because gothic felt like sort of a demeaning term to them. They say the true birth of goth rock is the Bauhaus song Bela Lugosi's Dead. It released in 1979, but there was no label for it.
Yeah.
They were sort of a post-punk rock band.
Yeah.
And this song is sort of a vampire-y style of, you know, song.
I just want to kind of give my two cents worth around why bands considered it a demeaning term to be called a gothic rock band or, you know, a gothic band. Because even when we grew up, you know, just think about it, and nothing against goth people, you know. I literally had friends that were considered goths, you know, but even at school when we were still young, which was way later than when this genre kind of surfaced, that was kind of the most unpopular faction, if you will, to be kind of categorized under. So I understand it. I really understand why bands didn't want to be considered a gothic rock band.
Yeah, and I think it gained popularity later on in the 80s, where the bands would have sort of said, okay, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know,
if you can't beat them, join
them. Yeah, join them. And because, they started having their goth clubs started opening and stuff, and the band started playing there voluntarily, you know, and stuff. Yeah. So and the whole movement of gothic and goth, the scene, the clothing, everything started, you know, becoming more popular, if you would say, again, in the underground scene.
Yes.
And people, you know, started wearing dark makeup and dark nail polish and dark clothes, and the hair was all crazy, and you know, they didn't smile ever. They tried to have that whole gloomy look. And I think maybe that's part of why earlier the bands didn't want to be connected to that, because they didn't feel that they were that kind of band. And a lot of the bands also that were before the gothic rock scene, like Bauhaus, they were, before most of the goth bands, they were already a settled band.
Yeah.
And they made post-punk music, but with a little bit of a darker theme and so on. And then the gothic scene came along, and all of a sudden in interviews, you know, they call out goth bands that started in the 80s and say they paved the way for new bands like Bauhaus.
Yeah.
But Bauhaus started already, way before them,
exactly.
But they weren't part of the gothic scene.
Yeah.
So I think there was just this label, you know, like new metal was a label in the beginning of the 2000s, and a lot of bands didn't want to be connected
to
the new metal scene, because it was, they felt it was not what they were trying to do, you know. And I think it's a way to understand more where these people came from.
Yes.
Let's just quickly listen to Bauhaus' Bella Lugosi's Dead. Came out in 1979.
Is dead, the bats have left the bell tower, the victims have been bled, red velvet lines, the black box, Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead.
Yeah, that was Bauhaus.
Bela Lugosi's Dead.
Yeah, Bela Lugosi's Dead. Yeah, from there on, you know, other bands that also featured in the late 70s, part of the post-punk movement, was Susie and the Banshees.
Mm.
And they brought an album out, Juju. Susie Sue, the lead singer of Susie and the Banshees, she also had this gothic look on her, you know, before the gothic scene was there.
Mm.
she's seen as sort of the mother of goth, you know. Okay. Her style, the way that she dressed,
yeah,
you know, fishnet stockings, black yeah. dresses, crazy hair, makeup, it encapsulated already what the whole gothic scene was about. Yeah. And so Susie and the Banshees was definitely part of the pioneers of the gothic rock scene before it was actually called gothic rock. And with them, with Susie and the Banshees, Joy Division
yeah.
was also part of that innovators.
Yeah.
Joy Division only released two albums before Ian Curtis killed himself. Mm. So he very troubled.
That's very gothic.
Yeah, very troubled guy, that man. Very interesting read to check out his life story and stuff. Mm. But yeah, they released Unknown Pleasures in 1979 as well. And then in 1981, they released Closer, 2 weeks after Ian Curtis actually died. I just quickly want to play a song, one by Susie and the Banshees. The song is called Spellbound. And then also Joy Division, She Lost Control, from the Unknown Pleasures album. Cause a beckoning voice is saying spinning, you have no choice.
Song by Susie and the Banshees, looking at the genre, which, you know, of gothic rock which these bands fell into, Susie and the Banshees' song Spellbound was actually a little bit more upbeat to for me, and then just plain honesty, the second song by Joy Division, terrible. I really dislike it. And yeah. That's just my opinion.
They Joy Division definitely had a very, from the start, even like I said, before gothic was a scene, they just had this gloomy vibe.
Yeah.
Very different.
But not really, you know, it's not gloomy to me. It's just terrible. I mean, even the first song that we listened to.
By Bauhaus.
You know, it's very flat. Boring music. Honestly, there's no kind of ebbs and flow to me. It's just the same trend throughout the whole song. Yeah. You know, and well, that's just my opinion. But anyway, I enjoyed the Susie and the Banshees.
In a nutshell. Again, no, that's the thing with gothic music. Yes. I think that's another reason why
they were. Yeah.
Certain people liked it. Certain people didn't.
Exactly.
It's not
a very niche.
Yeah, yeah, it is definitely, man. That's perfect word to describe it.
Yeah.
And yeah, Joy Division definitely had a. Especially the lyrics as well. That's what I meant with the gloomy style.
Yeah,
you know, they, you know, it's like almost like a very dark,
depressing
sound. It is, and it sort of, yeah.
I'm glad it makes me laugh, but it's depressing.
Yeah, and it is. I it is strange. And Joy Division, I enjoy some of their music. This one is a decent song to me. It was one of their better known songs.
Yeah.
Back then. They have a real crazy cult following, man. Yeah. Joy Division.
Yeah.
People really love their music. It is weird because it's not if I was younger probably as well, when I was heavy into my still just listening to thrash metal, yeah, this wouldn't have appealed to me at all.
Yeah.
But I think I'm trying to keep an open mind with a lot of the music now. If you don't, you don't. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, I think I get that, you know, and I get why the genre has a following. I really understand that because niche is very important, and obviously this genre is a very, very niche genre, as we've you know, mentioned earlier. But that literally, just my opinion, I think there's a time and a place for everything, but in my...
But a podcast is not that time.
Exactly. Yeah. In my frame of mind and in my framework, in my daily happenings, you know, this type of music doesn't appeal to me at all. But I get it, you know, I get it.
I do. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's why we do this.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm sure guys that enjoy the gothic music would say, wow, I can't believe he doesn't like
exactly.
it. But I understand that because I'm looking at also for my side, it's something that I wouldn't have liked before.
Yeah.
But it does appeal to me now.
Yeah, definitely.
But
I enjoyed Susie and
the Banshees. Yeah, but they are definitely, to me also, I prefer them above Joy Division. Also The Cure. I mean, The Cure also started around 1980.
Yes.
I mean, Disintegration, which came out in 1989, which is their most well-known album, is definitely a different style. It's still seen as gothic music, but it's a lot more romantic. And Cure has a romantic sound.
Yeah.
It still has this darkish feel. But like this is just depressing.
Yeah.
Where The Cure has a romantic feel, which is also encaptured in gothic music, a lot of the other gothic music as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, The Cure released A Forest in 1980, which is considered also like a gothic anthem, one of the greatest gothic tracks of all time. And then also The Birthday Party in 1980 released Release the Bats. Now, The Birthday Party, I don't know if you know Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Yeah, well, heard of them.
Yeah, so Nick Cave was the lead vocalist for The Birthday Party. More punk-orientated band, but this song also seen as one of the pioneering songs of the gothic rock scene, even though it came more from a punk rock style band. If you go and check American gothic bands... There's almost none of them. Most of these bands are British bands.
Yeah.
And I don't know why but it just became something in Britain rather than in the US. There are a few gothic bands from America. But yeah, it was really mainly a UK style of music.
Yeah.
So I just quickly want to play a snippet by The Cure. From A Forest and Birthday Party Release the Bats, and then we're gonna quickly look at the song that Daniel requested.
Thank you.
That was The Cure, A Forest, and before that was The Birthday Party, Release the Bats.
Well, birthday that birthday party song is quite interesting.
Yeah, that's very, very a lot of characteristics and character in his vocals.
Yeah. But I enjoy, I mean, this is better to me. It's getting better. Maybe I shouldn't attack the genre. Mm. Maybe I should just say that I really dislike Joy Division.
Oh, no,
and not the entire genre of, gothic rock music.
In 1985, Sisters of Mercy formed, and they really incorporated more of the metal styles that was popular in that time, the glam metal, but not, they had the heavier guitars and so on, but still had a very sort of darkish vibe around them, and they released a lot of good tracks as well. Sisters of Mercy is my favorite of the gothic bands as well. I enjoy a lot of their music. Very popular track that they released was Temple of Love. I don't know if you know Temple of Love, but maybe you'll recognize it if you hear it. But yeah, in 1985 they released their first album, and then in 1987 they released Floodland, which is rated as their best album, and it had some awesome songs, as also including the song that Daniel requested, Lucretia, My Reflection, and also Corrosion, and a few other really awesome tracks.
Yeah.
And then yeah, after that, there was bands like Fields of Nephilim, The Cult continued as well. The Mission formed out of some members of Sisters of Mercy that left the band as well. They still continued, but they had more of a rock feel to their music, still in the gothic style. But by the end of the 80s, the gothic music sort of
died down,
ceased. I wouldn't say died, but it,
with the disco,
well, a decade after disco, the goth died. The people that liked it and the cult following to the genre continued. Sisters of Mercy continued until 1990. They released their last album there, and you know, some of the bands continued a little bit after that, but nothing really important in the goth scene happened after that. And there's people that definitely took influence from the goth scene, like Marilyn Manson. He's not a gothic artist, but he definitely took some influence there. In the 90s, industrial music sort of took the place of gothic music. You know, bands like Rammstein and Nine Inch Nails, so on. They continued the gothic style of music, but they called it industrial music by then. It was a bit heavier, but still had that darkish tone to it. For Daniel that requested this song, I'm gonna play Lucretia, My Reflection by Sisters of Mercy.
Oh.
That was Sisters of Mercy with Lucretia, My Reflection. Dig the bass line in that song, man.
I have to say, I agree with Jochi. I really enjoy the intro, the bass line. Very good. During the song, I just explained to Jochi that, once again, you know, it's just not my type of music. Really do enjoy some of the songs that we discussed tonight, so it's not entirely lost on me. But yeah, I think I respect music in general, and I respect people's opinions and choices in the music they listen to. Mm. So, you know, I listen to punk rock and heavy metal, and not everybody enjoys heavy metal. In fact, a lot of people dislike heavy metal and, you know, have bad connotations to it, which I totally disagree on. Yeah. So, once again, you know, if you disagree with me, great, let's hear about it. You know, let's engage on it.
Definitely, yeah. And no, it's as Adrian said, that's the beauty of music, man. Something you like, somebody else won't like. And we all slam some music, but there's always a style of music wouldn't have survived or wouldn't have played this music in this podcast if there wasn't people that actually enjoyed it. Yeah. So big ups to the people that enjoyed. I like Sisters of Mercy. I love this song. But yeah, each to their own, and that's the brilliance. I love, that's the thing I love about music as well. Yeah. But yeah, to end off this episode, it's something that goth music is something that even for me is a bit lost to me as well on a lot of the facts regarding the music. And I know a bit about the origins and so on, but where all the bands went to and what happened after that, I just know that gothic music today is not really a genre anymore. Mm-hmm. Some bands will call themselves goth folk music and stuff, and it's mashing again of genres, but gothic has become more a statement than a music style. And man, again, big ups to you if you're a goth or see yourself as a goth. Cool, man. Live your life, enjoy yourself. Thanks for listening, guys. It was a different episode today. We hoped you enjoyed the songs. If you didn't, let us know. If you did, let us know. Check us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Music Matters SA. Listen to our podcast on Anchor or Spotify and various other platforms as well. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. But that's righteous by the way.